This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Good morning to you, or perhaps it's good afternoon, or even good evening, depending on the time of day you have tuned us in. But you have tuned in to WGOD Radio. That's the call letters I would use if they were available, if I owned my own radio station. I love the idea. Well, this is Paul Esposito here, Pastor Paul, here with you on Thursday's edition of WGOD Radio. This is a radio ministry here, bringing to you the sermons that I preach at Island Community Church. Now, Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We're in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We'd love to see you this Sunday morning as we continue Sunday right where we leave off here in today's program and with this sermon that you're hearing this week. I just preached that on Sunday. I've entitled it, Who Has Bewitched You? Because the Apostle Paul says, who has bewitched you? Funny, too, Greek word baskaino, only time it's used in the New Testament. The word means to cast an evil spell on. That's what he considered this, whether or not it's figurative or literal, but it's taken someone speaking over a bubbling cauldron for these guys. Who has cast an evil spell on you that you should not obey the truth of the gospel, and that is you're saved on your faith alone. Yesterday, he proved that Abraham was saved the same way. Abraham believed God. We read all the way back in the first book of the Bible, chapter 15, verse 6. Abraham believed God, and his faith was accounted to him or credited to him as righteousness. To be righteous is when God slams down his gavel, looks at you, friend, and declares you officially in God's holy court of law not guilty. Abraham was saved by his faith. So are you. And now here come people creeping in through the side door to spy out the liberty or the freedom they had in Christ. And they said, you're not saved by grace through faith. You have to become a Jew first. You've got to get circumcised. You have to stop eating pork. And Peter was eating a pulled pork platter, and Paul saw him, and he confronted Peter. And that's what we read in chapter 2, verse 16. Man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have been justified by faith in Christ. All that came about because of what was going on there at these churches in Galatia, or actually there was Antioch. Remember, friends, as we end this sermon today, your salvation is by grace alone. That is the grace of God. That is, you haven't earned it. And it's through faith alone, nothing else. Not repentance, not baptism, not saying you're sorry. It's through faith, and your faith is a gift. Okay, this is the last part of this message now. We'll be back again tomorrow with our look at Matthew 24. What'll be the sign of your coming? Until then, enjoy this message here today, who has bewitched you? Abraham believed God, and his faith was credited to him, accounted to him as righteousness. Salvation and justification is promised and guaranteed when God deposits faith in your credit column like Abraham. Abraham was saved the same way you and I are, which is why he says here in verse 6, the words just as. It says, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations will be blessed. Verse 9, so then. All right, Paul's like a good lawyer. He's proved it now. Now he's summing up. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. The point Paul is making here is that circumcision is not what saved Abraham. His faith saved him and justified him. Verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Look at that. The curse. For it is written, notice the next three words. These are all those that try to keep the law to be right with God. For it is written, cursed is, what's the next word? Say it louder. Everyone. Everyone. Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things that are written in this book of the law to do them. Cursed. You know what? That's okay, I'll get to that. He's saying here, everyone who still follows the Old Testament law to be right with God is under the curse. Now, with that in mind, I leave you today with this letter I want to read to you. And then a verse. Now, I've researched this to prove that this letter is true. It's not fake. This is a letter someone wrote to Dr. Laura. It goes like this. Thank you for doing so much to educate people regarding God's law. I have learned a great deal from your show, and I try to share that knowledge with as many people as I can. When someone tries to defend the homosexual lifestyle, for example, I simply remind them of Leviticus 18:22. Clearly states it's an abomination. End of debate. But I do need some advice from you, however, regarding some of the other specific laws and how to follow them. When I burn a bull on the altar as a sacrifice, I know it creates a pleasing odor for the Lord. Leviticus 1:9. The problem is my neighbors. They claim the odor is not pleasing to them. Should I smite them? I would like to sell my daughter into slavery as sanctioned in Exodus 21:7. In this day and age, what do you think would be a fair price for her? Catch the smugness. I know I am allowed no contact with a woman while she's in her period of menstrual uncleanliness, Leviticus 15:19. The problem is, how do I tell? I've tried asking, but most women take offense. Leviticus 25:44 says, I may indeed possess slaves, both male and female, provided they are purchased from neighboring nations. A friend of mine claims this only applies to Mexicans and not Canadians. So can you clarify, why can I not own any Canadians? I have a neighbor who insists on working on the Sabbath. Exodus 35:2 clearly states he should be put to death. Am I morally obligated to kill him myself? A friend of mine feels eating shellfish. A friend of mine feels that even though eating shellfish is an abomination, Leviticus 11:10, it is a lesser abomination than homosexuality. I don't agree. Can you please settle this? Leviticus 21:20 states that I may not approach the altar of God if I have a defect in my sight. I have to admit I wear glasses. Does my vision have to be 20/20 to approach God, or is there any wiggle room there? Most of my male friends get their hair trimmed, including the hair around their temples, even though this is expressly forbidden, Leviticus 19:27. How should they die? Sharon, you need to post that on your wall. I don't do temples. I know from Leviticus 11:6-8, that touching the skin of a dead pig makes me unclean. But may I still play football if I wear gloves? I'm not done. My uncle has a farm. He violates Leviticus 19:19 by planting two different crops in the same field, as does his wife, by wearing garments made of two different kinds of thread. Wife wears a dress of cotton and polyester. He also tends to curse and blaspheme a lot. Is it really necessary we go to all the trouble of getting the whole town together to stone them? Leviticus 24:10. Couldn't we just burn them to death at a private family affair, like we do with people who sleep with their in-laws? Leviticus 20:14. I know you have studied these things extensively, so I'm confident that you can help. Thank you again for reminding us that God's word is eternal and unchanging. Your devoted fan, his name is Jim. Now, allow Pastor Paul to add one more to that list, all right? James 2:10. Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point, where's the dog, is guilty of all. Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. Now, what's my opinion about that letter? My opinion is every word of it's true. Every word's true. That's the scary part for you. What are you going to do about that? This man in his smugness writes in all these things. Guess what? He's right. What are you going to do? You got bigger problems than that, friend. He's right. What's your solution? Thank God, friend. We have got a solution. And it's the next verse in our text. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. And that is the good news today. Someone's paid your price for your sins. Someone's redeemed you. Someone has set you free from the bondage and stronghold of sin. And his name is Jesus. And this is why we're here today, to worship him, the man in the glory. This is why we're here. All those curses are true and hang over your head today without a deliverer. Where do you stand? Ron, I ask you to go and start that song for me. Where do you stand? Jesus.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.